This is fine. This is a poor substitute for therapy, but an excellent substitute for other podcasts.
We're not like other podcasts.
Join us as we find the answers to the universe's biggest questions like, is butter a carb? Does crying burn calories? And what the f*** am I doing with my life? We're here to be your part-time therapist, astrologer, concierge doctor, and fairy godmother. Do you need someone to validate you today? Cool. Come on in. We're fine. This is fine. Greetings, beauties. I hope you are surviving and thriving in the tail end of winter. I absolutely cannot wait for this season to be over. I mean, what? I'm just so excited for spring. But hey, I made it through my first real winter. We survived, y'all. Okay, speaking of surviving and thriving, today's topic is wellness. I'm unwell. Most of you know, when we had that wellness boom in the US, I surfed that wave until we all crashed. We had such a boom and then a ricochet where all of us, or a lot of us perhaps, were like, wait, I am so tired. All of these treatments and classes and biohacking and supplements and new diets, it's just so much. It's too much. I'm tired. I know I'm not alone here. I know a lot of you are probably nodding and say, yes, me, it's me, I'm tired. So now we're having kind of a new approach to wellness, a wellness renaissance, if you will. And it's happening in the US and it's happening here in France in different ways on both sides. We're on some different wellness timelines. So to chat about this and dive a little deeper into what wellness looks like now and what some of those cultural differences look like, I have brought in Kiana Thais. She's a New Yorker living in Paris for 7 years now, the creator of KT Wellness Concierge and a content creator on Instagram and TikTok. We're going to talk about the American versus French wellness culture, starting a wellness business in France, what our wellness practices are looking like recently, slowing down, affirmations, spiritual wellness, cycle thinking, and of course, astrology. Let's get into it. All right, Kiana, welcome to This Is Fine, your very first episode. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe I'm on this side of recording with you. I watch, I listen.
You listen from the sidelines.
Yes, I do.
And now you're the star.
I'm ready though.
Well, thank you for being a part of our community too.
For sure.
Okay, so as you know, we started out, we got to make sure we get a little pulse check. Is everything fine with you today?
It is rainy. So yesterday was a bit sunny. I was a bit finer. Today I'm okay, but...
A little like less fine.
A little less fine.
Minus on the fine, but yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just a smidge.
The glimmer of sunshine yesterday felt like I was bathing in liquid gold. Like, you know this, I'm from California. You don't know that you're starved for sunshine until it hits your face and you're like, oh my God, that's good.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything is fine. And then today it's like, actually not.
This is fine yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're fine enough to keep going today. And funny enough, we're talking about the stuff that makes us feel good today.
Darn.
Like the sunshine. We're going to talk about some wellness.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Okay, so let's just get right into it. How'd you get here?
So technically Metro Line 9. I got on at Strasbourg Saint-Denis, hopped the turnstile. But I came here as a student 7 years ago. So it was a post-bac program and it was at Columbia. It was half New York, half Paris.
That's so sick.
I mean, I was just like, I want to do this. It was about architecture and urban planning. And
so cool.
I was like, okay, this sounds really cool. I've never been to Paris, never been to Europe.
Okay.
And I got here and I was like, I want to stay for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out a little longer.
I need a little bit more time because there was so much to learn. Like, I just didn't have my feet on the ground yet. I still kind of don't, but... Then I was just, everything was new. The butter, the cheese, the wine.
Yeah, that's
butter, cheese, wine.
Everything. That's everything to me.
Butter, cheese, wine, boys. Those are like...
the four food groups.
Yeah. Exactly.
Butter, cheese, wine, boys. The four main food groups of the Parisian
diet.
That's
what kept me going here for a long time.
Honestly, sustenance.
Cheese, wine, boys. And so, yeah, now I was 23 when I got here.
Yeah.
So that's all you really need when you're 23.
Yeah, truly. Oh my gosh. And like, it was enough, not just to sustain you, but to keep you here in a different country, in a different language, living this life.
So
yeah, incredible. So what brought you to 7 years?
I think I'm one of those people, I like learning new things. I like a challenge. And every year has been a different type of challenge. And so the first year was just... figuring out what am I doing,
right.
Then figuring out French admin, mm-hmm. a job in France, schooling. Then I got my apartment and then it was just like, okay, what do I actually want to do? So every year has had its own theme or I want to say vibe, but every year has been its own challenge.
Your own Eras tour.
Exactly. Every era.
Different eras. I mean, it makes sense. Like, we did a podcast on this show, like, a while back about having your own eras and, like, you can be in a new era. Like, this makes so much sense for you. You're doing, like, different seasons of Kiana in Paris.
Different seasons.
Not to keep jumping on that same trope, oh, but, you God, know.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear an Emily in Paris reference about being an American here?
I heard it more when, every time the seasons come out, like, then I'll hear it a bit
People
more.
People reference it, yeah.
Like, you're the real Emily in Paris. New Zealand did name me the real Emily in Paris in 2021. Yeah.
Oh my God, claim to fame.
I'm putting that on every media kit.
Yeah.
I'm putting this everywhere I can.
Wait,
the real
incredible.
Emily in Paris. New Zealand, online.
New Zealand, chef's kiss. We will be hyperlinking in the show description.
Hey, my Kiwis.
Incredible. Incroyable. How is your French today? Would you grade it?
I would grade it a solid. C'est solide.
Okay.
C'est pas amazing. C'est pas terrible. It's solid.
C'est incroyable.
Franchement, je m'en sortir.
Ton accent?
Yeah, I'm okay. It can be hard. And every time you try to speak French, it's always going to be pushback of like, oh, but what is this accent? C'est quoi ce petit accent? And you're like, are you flirting with me or are you criticizing me?
No, exactly.
Like, which one is it?
Honestly, one and the same here.
Yeah. Are we lovers or friends? No, so in any case, it's gotten a lot better for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Amazing. I mean, living here as long as you have, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're on year 7, I'm on month 7.
No way. You're month 7?
I'm almost on month 8, yeah. I know, by the time this is out, it'll be probably like officially 8 months.
Crazy, like a baby,
right?
Almost.
I'm just honestly, I'm almost fully cooked, ready for birth. Such a weird description.
Okay.
We're fine. Sorry. So you mentioned you're trying to figure out what you really wanted to do. You've had all these eras, you've had all these chapters, and you're like, okay, what do I really want to do? And it sort of feels like now you have sort of figured out, not even sort of, you've really figured out what you want to do. You've created your own business here. Let's talk about KT Wellness Concierge, being an entrepreneur in France. Can you just jump right into that?
I've worked every job. First of all, I started working when I was 14. So I've always just like had a job, done something. And while I was here, when you're on a student visa, you can work for 20 hours. So I was a bartender for 20 hours and then going to French class in the morning. I was a English teacher. I was a nunu nanny. Mm-hmm. I worked as a waitress once, like, I think I walked a dog once. I definitely did the dog walking for like homesitting for sure.
I walked a dog once.
Once. And that was enough. Kingston's a big boy too. He was walking me.
But this You're is, like, I'm his emotional support animal.
Literally, like, if you see me walking a dog, call for help. Like, you know I'm outside of my wheelhouse then. But I've worked a lot of different jobs, and I kind of got to this point where I felt like I'd just been turning this cycle constantly where I start the job, I'm excited, and then after a while, I'm not as interested. I don't know if it's a millennial thing. I don't
Gemini
know if it's
moon.
Just like, yeah, I get bored, but I wasn't able to put as much of myself into the work after a certain point. And I wasn't really like financially getting any better. Like I'd hit a wall.
Got it.
You
okay.
Know? It's like,
plateau.
Okay,
yeah.
You're working part-time for two different people and you're still not really like, it's
there's not a lot of room for growth.
Yeah. There's no room for growth.
Okay.
And so this past like July, August, I was like, okay, I'm going to really do it for myself and just give myself time to fully be an entrepreneur. Because I'd done like part-time or content creation / working for somebody, like, mm-hmm. and I was still running into the same wall. So now I'm officially 100% working on my business only.
That's so cool.
It's so much work and I never get bored of it.
Right.
I never stop talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so sorry to my friends and family. They'll be talking about things.
That's such a good sign. That means you really care about it. You're excited about it. It's fulfilling. Like if someone I know, like in my sphere is constantly talking about one thing in particular, I know how happy they are and how excited they are.
Yeah.
So that's really special, especially after not feeling fulfilled in that area of your life for so long.
So long. I mean, again, I've always kept a job and I also had to rethink money and work and rest. I'm still working through those things as like someone who's always just done it. And now I'm like, wait, I can rest. I can make money doing something I like to do. I can get paid to do something I like to do. Because usually with work, it was always just clocking in or do something for somebody else to move them forward.
And now you're building something for yourself,
yeah.
which I can also speak to. Feels really, really good.
Yeah.
and you're contributing to the world in a way that feels right to you.
100%. It's all me. Like, everything that I'm creating or planning, mm-hmm. I'm like, this is something I would do anyway.
Yep. And it's coming from your heart and your mind, and you're like, this is the best use of my gift, and I'm going to give this to the world. Like, that's just, there's nothing purer than that. I really feel like this is the future of our economy.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
So tell me about how you got started as an entrepreneur in France, because I know that's not an easy process either.
No. So after I did my MBA here, and after that, you have 1 year to either start a business or to get a CDI contract, which is like the long-term contract.
Yep. It's like a government-backed employment contract, right? I'm trying to explain this for the American listeners.
CDI is like a contrat durée indéterminée. So you have a long, undetermined end. Whereas like a CDD, you know you're doing it for 6 months,
right.
8 months.
It's a short-term contract. Short-term. But with the CDI, basically, like, you can't be fired.
It is hard to fire. Really hard. After 3 months, you're in there.
Yeah, you have to, like, murder someone to get fired.
And even then, they're like, here's a warning, but just don't do it again. Please. Come on.
Yeah, so job security is like a big deal here.
Huge. Yeah. And so I had a CDI. I left that and I was like, okay, you have to just go all in. I'd done like interviews for other CDIs and the salaries were shit.
Yeah.
Can I curse on here?
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have asked that first. The salaries were no bueno. And I was trying to negotiate, like, you know, you ever hear that book, Never Split the Difference?
Yeah.
Like, I was reading that. Okay. I was like practicing. Like, okay, I want
33K. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Negotiating for like pennies compared to what you'd be making in the US.
And
that's
like,
hard.
It's hard. Like my friends, all of my friends are basically making 80 to 100 to 150. They're talking about their lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, I just got offered 30K.
Yeah.
And I could barely use that to like pay my rent and buy my groceries.
Right.
So I decided in 2021 to do like a kind of consulting business.
Mm-hmm.
With TikTok, I was getting the same questions over and over. How do you move to Paris? How do you get a visa, an apartment? Okay, there's a demand there. So let me set something up and answer. I can help people. I make the packages, but if we do one call, it's this. If we do three calls, it's that. However, I wasn't super passionate about it. And people weren't very like...
Appreciative.
A lot of people want free info, which is
so
fine.
True.
I've made almost 800 videos about life in Paris. I'm sure if you just scroll a bit, you'll find something.
You'll figure it out. Yeah, exactly.
People want free info, which fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think energetically, I wasn't putting my 100% into it. And so I wasn't getting a lot of good stuff.
And also, if you don't feel valued by the people who are coming to you with a dollar sign, right? It's hard to put in effort when there's not like that match of value being reciprocated.
So I was doing that / content creation. And I'm like, okay, I'm an entrepreneur, which sounds sexy. I could travel when I want. I can do what I want.
It's even a French word.
Yeah. I can work from WeWork.
Yeah.
Or the beaches of Rio.
Or my couch.
Or your couch. But I wasn't super passionate about it. And it wasn't consistent either. And I just didn't see myself continuing. I mean, my phone is still there. If you need something, I can help you still.
Yeah.
But doing this concierge has been a lot more consistent, a lot more fulfilling. And it makes more sense, like, with who I am, especially.
Amazing. And I love that it does have such a focus on wellness. We talked about this off mic, but we've both been observing some cultural differences with wellness, our own experiences with wellness, the changes in the wellness industry. You're a wellness industry expert. You've got a wellness industry business. I'm like, where do we even begin with this? Like, okay, so you said you've worked a lot of jobs and now you've ended up creating this business for yourself in wellness. Let's talk about specifically like what brought you to the wellness industry.
Right. So I was one of the last jobs I was working. One of the last one of the many.
One of the gigs.
One of the gigs was in Galeries Lafayette's Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at a spa that was specialized in nails from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that went under 7 months in, which...
Classic.
I mean, it didn't have to, but the way it went under was so toxic. So like, oh my goodness. And when I was working there, when it was above water... Whenever I'd have American tourists or even just foreigners that would come, they were so happy to see something that was this like New York standard.
Yeah. Of wellness.
Of wellness. Yeah. It's very New York standard. Oh my gosh. It's in Manhattan too. In Paris, they're expecting a certain thing. And the vibe, the music we had Palo Santo burning. We had this like very...
I'm like grabbing my Palo Santo. Yeah.
It wasn't this typical French nail salon.
Yeah.
It felt like you were transported back to New York for a minute.
Cool.
The colors, the designs, me at the front desk as a New Yorker. It was like, okay, wow.
Authentic.
Yeah, this is real. This is very
You're part
real.
Of the ambiance.
Hey, I'm walking over.
Please.
Hey, yo.
Oh my God.
So being able to be a part of this very like capsule within Paris, it had me thinking people want that when they're traveling. They want something that just like resonates with them.
A little familiar.
A little bit.
Because when everything is different all the time, it's not that people don't want to experience parts of the world.
Sure.
I want to defend anyone who feels that way against anyone who's like, well, you went to France.
Ooh.
Well, it's like, of course, like you want to experience different things. But sure. When every single thing is new, that's very overwhelming for your brain.
Yeah.
We both know this from moving here. And you're a total fish out of water, for lack of a better phrase, where, like you were saying, even like the butter tastes different. The air is different. The sounds are different. Everything is different. Mm-hmm. And that is so much new information, new sensory overload for the brain. So sometimes a little bit of familiarity is actually very grounding.
Imagine you just want to get your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
But getting your nails done means something completely different in New York, in California, and in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So even the vocabulary around it,
totally.
A fill-in, did pose, like all of these different words,
yeah.
I had to learn the vocabulary. And again, people were coming in and they were expecting one thing. And when they got it, it
totally
was like,
different.
They were so happy.
Oh, amazing.
Tips. Well, yeah, the foreigners.
Yeah.
Like, they would give tips and they'd be like, oh my God. So it was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'd bring them water, tea, like, ooh.
Yeah.
So seeing that like little touch of customer service that I could provide and that was important to me. There was one girl, for example, she's getting married. She's getting her nails done there. We should give her champagne. Like, she's here with her mom getting her nails done for her wedding. Like, we should surely do something.
It should be an experience. Yeah.
My manager was like, I mean, if you want, that's very nice of you. I'm like, nice of me? This is customer service.
This is the standard. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a nice person, but I feel like this is just a good business move, no? Like, to really
totally.
Treat her like a VIP client since she is...
It's a know. Special day for her.
And they were just like, yeah, I mean, if you want to, like, you can go pay out of your pocket for this. And I'm just like... Okay, I will.
And I sure will. Wait, that's amazing, though.
But there was red tape. Okay, but can we have alcohol in this area? Blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. The glass. Okay, so just never mind. It just didn't even work out. But
okay.
Wanting to do that, that like impulse of treating somebody like a VIP, it's not a thing in Paris.
Yeah.
It's not a thing in France at all.
Right.
So.
Unless you're at like one of the like luxury like international stores, right? Like
sure.
Then it's a different, like more international standard.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You like for the most part, it's like, it's just a different cultural, like, standard, I would say.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not expecting it in the way that someone from a different country might be. Okay, so you had that experience with a New York-based company working in beauty, sort of, like, wellness adjacent. But I know
yeah.
you have other wellness experiences, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into that?
Yeah. So when I left New York, before I left New York, I'd really gotten into boxing. And
okay.
I'd gone to this gym called Work, Train, Fight. I'd go there 5 days a week.
Yes.
I'd wake up at 5 a.m., take the bus from like Jamaica, Queens into like I would commute.
Yeah.
It was a long commute. I'm like, I had to get from Rosedale to Jamaica. Like, it was a
yeah.
long commute. So when I got there, I had stuff to let out. Like,
yeah.
I was on the train with
you're ready to fight.
I was ready to fight somebody.
Or train fight, yeah.
Fighting the commute, fighting MTA. I was ready to fight. And so either way, that became a part of like my personality. I had
yeah.
pink boxing gloves. Like, I was
Pink boxing gloves.
I have to show you. Okay, we
oh
have
my God,
pictures,
yeah, we need
picture.
To do a little compare, yeah.
I paid for the unlimited because I was living at home. It was fine. And... it just became such a community. I have friends that I met there that are literally in Paris now. Actually, one girl I met there, she is the sister-in-law of the owner of the New York spa that I was working at in Paris. So very, yeah.
Full circle moment.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
circle.
Yeah.
All of this to say, I was able to create a routine around going to this gym every day and meet friends over it. And here in Paris, I haven't found that yet.
Okay.
I haven't found somewhere where I'm happy to just pay it unlimited and go every day. And...
totally. Well, there's a totally different culture. And I've talked to a lot of expats about this, where they've had a similar struggle of they had this kind of community-centric gym or boutique fitness studio.
Yeah.
And they felt like they were part of something. And they come here and they just can't quite find it. And it's
no.
like, oh, do I go to Soho House? No, the gym's
no.
kind of small
God.
There. No, I've heard so many Soho
you
House stories.
You go to Soho
too.
House to be seen. That's a
yeah,
workout.
That's a workout.
yeah.
But then looking for something. And I think it is actually starting to change quite a bit here.
Sure, yeah.
I only know from my experience visiting here lots of times in the past year, not from living, past years, pardon, not from living here like you have, but what has your experience been just observing from the past 7 years, like the wellness culture here versus the U.S.?
It's definitely becoming more and more developed.
Yeah, like prevalent.
I don't want to say it was underdeveloped. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't tailored to an American or expat audience,
right? And
which
it
is fine.
Probably
it
wasn't really a priority.
No, not at all.
I
not
know for
all.
A long time, fitness for women was kind of hush hush. At least that was. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like you don't. And you still don't wear your active wear, your athleisure, like out, you know, on the metro. It's
right.
like illegal.
But now,
yeah.
there's a company I know that's a marketplace for fashionable active wear, and they're
yeah.
French. So they're
cool.
listening.
It's starting to, I think, boom in the way it was booming for us in, like, I don't know, like, 12 to 15. Back in that heyday.
No, it's booming now. It's, I find that a lot of the gyms here now that are opening are looking to the U.S. to see what's hot and then just copying what they see.
Yeah, as quickly as possible. It's a good template.
Honestly, why reinvent the wheel? It's a big boom of, like, Pilates right now is the hot thing.
Which I love because, you know me, I'm such a Pilates whore.
Pilates princess is much nicer. Fine-tune it.
Thank you.
I knew where you were going with that. Pilates is booming. Aquabike was booming for a bit.
I've always wanted to try Aquabike.
I've done it once or twice. It's okay.
It was not really a thing in California.
No, you guys have the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
You have what you need. I walk a lot. I do the hot girl walks.
Yep. I think that is a way bigger part of, like, French girl fitness is just walking.
Walking, which is really nice. I was living on the 6th floor, like,
a walk up.
That was my thing.
Totally.
Now I'm on the 4th floor. I walk.
A little bit fewer stairs, but just as much. Like, I was in Pilates yesterday, and the instructor is like, tes mollets sont hyper toniques. Like, your calves are super tight. I don't know if it's, like, tight or, like, strong. Tonique is, like, they're firm. Like,
you have really... tonic. Okay, I'm not going to say, like, I know a lot of fitness words in here, but that was a compliment.
Yeah, it was definitely a compliment. She was like, do you run? And I'm like, no.
How did you know, man? Wait.
I was like, no, I just wear, like, my heeled boots and walk Stella, like, for miles. I was like, no, I just come here. And she was like, this is just from Pilates. I was like, I guess, girl.
It's
like,
you.
It's your fault, man.
I walk so much here. Yeah. I do my 10K steps easily, and that helps.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city to walk
totally. in. And I feel like it's more décompacté, right? Like, I think the approach... I think we can learn from both the French-ish fitness and the American-ish fitness, right? Like, Americans, like, in every other category of life are just so full send with everything, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we don't like anything in a chill way.
No.
And then the French are kind of like, it's not cool to give a shit about stuff. I don't want to, like, generalize too much. But, like, it's a little more aloof, a little more, like, I'm cool with it.
Too. Like, I was talking to this girl. She teaches at, like, a spinning class now. Mm-hmm. There's, now spinning is hot again.
Oh, yeah. Space spinning. Cycle. Yeah, she teaches there. Oh, my gosh. I need to go. I heard such good things.
She was saying that she's, like, gone to the U.S. and trained with trainers there. And they will put you through it. Like, they want you to be hating them on the floor, like, passing out here. The girls just want to look... A little sweat, something cute, and that's it.
Exactly. I'm like, let's blend those things.
Right.
Wait, this is going to be like my pinball brain moment, and we'll come right back to this.
Yeah.
But this cultural difference, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, there has to be a middle ground for restaurants.
Ooh.
Hear me out. The French waiter who's just straight up ignoring you for hours while you're, like, begging for the check versus the American waiter who dropped off your check while you're in the middle of your first bite of your food.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a middle ground.
Last time I ate out in the U.S., or one of the last times, we were just going to get drinks and apps.
And
the woman was so sweet. She's like, what are you guys celebrating today? Like, When she realized we weren't going to, like, order a real meal, she was so cold. She became French.
She became full French.
She was like, uh-uh. C'est pas possible. No, but in the beginning, it was just such a fake, like, hi, girls.
Yeah.
What are you drinking? Oh, I love that one. And then at the end, it was just like...
Totally turned it off.
Just mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, burn
off. You're like, I'm not going to get 20% on a big check here, so I don't care anymore.
There has to be middle ground. So, I think in the U.S., like, New York... They want this intensity. They want to, like, have these really high.
Yeah.
So they can go into, like, their work and be, you know.
Totally. Like, I want someone to destroy me in 20 minutes with, like, the electrostim thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, where it, like. And I was like, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, I've done it before. It feels so weird.
I'm so scared.
Where it's just, like, electrocuting your muscles while you're working out. So it, like, makes it more effective in 20 minutes. And I'm like, I want to be on a reformer for an hour so I can chill. Like, I'm not trying to work out faster or, like, in a shorter amount of time.
Right.
I understand the need for that.
Efficiency versus enjoying.
Yeah, like I'm actually trying to decompress a little bit and move my body and breathe and, like, move at a human pace.
Yeah.
La vitesse humaine.
We both just slow down while saying that.
Yeah, like, we're like... I hope everyone listening is also taking a deep breath.
Deep breath, everybody. We have time.
We've got time. You said that when you got here and I was like, thank you.
Oh, yeah, we do have time. We do. Let's be present.
So I think a middle ground is cool, and I think we can learn from both cultures. And I think that's really where your business is coming into play as well. Like, you're here in the French market, but you're also serving people who aren't necessarily French culturally, right?
So I find that just being someone who's on Instagram and TikTok heavy, there's this kind of, like, clique of Parisian cool girls who are into wellness. They do the dynamo, they do the poses and space cycle, and I'm sure they're all lovely, but... they all kind of are friends and they know each other, and I felt like it would take too long to try to like penetrate into that group.
Yeah.
I mean, they're French too, so it's hard to like really get into the Parisian circles and like try to like be validated by them.
I've heard that in general.
It's yeah.
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a very like small like group. So I kind of was like, when I'm creating my own and creating my own company, I wanted it to just be kind of this rebel American expat woman. It's not that I'm not including French women, I'm just not trying to cater to that market. Whereas in Paris, there is, again, this very like clicky wellness group. I'm really just like, okay, let's go completely left and have it be American wellness in Paris.
Yeah, you found a market and you're like, let's make something for them.
Let's make something for us gals.
Yeah, for us little fish out of water.
For the fishies, exactly. So that's my plan for now.
Right.
Okay, and you're also taking the best of what I think has evolved from the wellness industry, where we used to be like, diet and exercise. We're going to go on a juice cleanse and we're going to go for a marathon. And now it's like, oh, like you've just planned, and we'll get into this a little more later, an astrology lunch. And you've got Pilates and skincare blending together with like a really healthy brunch. Like you are incorporating so many aspects of like this multi-touch point 360 wellness. Can you talk about like the inspiration for that?
Yeah, so I didn't realize what it was going to be. And this is, I've done 4 events now. Mm-hmm. So I really went into full gear events, wellness events in January. And so I'm learning as I go as well. But originally I was thinking about it from this idea of like, I do content creation. I know I'm pinballing this way for a second. Yes. Follow me. I do content creation. And there are a small amount of influencers in Paris that get invited to everything. They're like famous. Then there's like a circle around them who are like, let's say middle size, like 5K to 70K. I don't know. But like you see them, you follow them. These are the girls that you're like, I think I've seen her before. Mm-hmm. And then there's everyone else. And everyone else, these are people with stable jobs. They have an income. They know they're getting paid. They're not creative.
They don't even have a TikTok account.
Right. Like, what is the TikTok? Like, they don't care. But they, you know, they appreciate beauty. They appreciate wellness. I'm trying to create a space where these women can come and feel like an influencer for a second. And be like doted on or for a second. So that's one aspect that I was thinking of in making these events. The second aspect is when you just go to a networking or a meetup, it's hard to actually break the ice and talk to people. You know, I end up just eating and drinking and standing in the corner and being like, yeah, that's hot. You know, like,
for sure.
Yeah, like free food. I'm just chilling. Yep. But if you start an event with a Pilates class or with a yoga class, suddenly everyone's a little bit more calm and open because they just move their body.
They're breathing nice and slow.
Right. Yeah. Everyone's happy, good mood, the music. And after that, we put out food. And now you're eating and talking. So what's your name? Where are you from? I love your workout set. Oh, and now there's skincare. Let's try it. I'll have people actually take off their makeup and try the products together, which just definitely breaks down the barriers and makes it a lot more chill.
Totally. That's also such a metaphor too. Like you're taking the makeup off, like, and putting the skincare on. It's sort of like you're letting your guard down, both like literally and...
I didn't even think of that. That's so true.
Right? Like, if I'm taking my makeup off in front of someone, I'm like, okay, this is this is intimacy.
We're
okay,
friends. Yeah. We're friends now. I want it to be just like a nice space for women to just like decompress for a second, do all the girly things you would do with your friends, but also make new friends.
And absolutely.
From an organizer perspective, I was super stressed about getting the best brands and the best collabs.
Of course.
Actually, people just want a nice space. They want food. They want to be able to talk to each other for a long time. I'm like, wait, guys, we have to do skincare. Like, I rented this space for 3 hours.
Yeah.
We got to go. People are just talking. But so, yeah, I'm trying to create a space where expat women can meet new friends who are also interested in beauty and wellness and talk about where they go and what they're using and hopefully learn new products as well.
Totally. And I love how community centric it is. Like, for anyone listening who doesn't know, Kiana has so much air in her chart. She's like grand air trine. Like her big three is all air. Like she is like socialization.
I'm an airhead. So you say socialization, I say an airhead. Yeah. So Libra.
Yeah.
That's where we first connected because you have a Libra.
I have Libra moon.
Libra moon. I'm Libra sun. Aquarius rising and Gemini moon.
Yeah. Gemini moon's hilarious.
I love a good laugh. I love when people laugh. So yeah, I'm all social. I love bringing people together. I love seeing connections being made. And if we can do it with like beauty and wellness as the background, why not?
Yeah. It's like your social health, your mental health, your physical health. Like you're touching on all the different points. And I don't even know if you realize this, but you are embodying like the more holistic approach to wellness that the industry has sort of veered toward.
Oh my God. No, I...
You did it on purpose. Just say
it. Socialism, airheaded, embodying a wellness. For me... I mean, obviously, duh. This is all very well thought out.
This is in your business plan.
Yes.
Duh.
For me, wellness cannot just be a physical thing. It cannot just mm-hmm. be, it has to be all of it together. So yep. if I'm not feeling well mentally, if I'm off spiritually, mm-hmm. if I'm eating crazy food, I'm not going to be a good person. I'm not going to be happy. So yeah. it has to kind of touch on everything if it's going to be wellness.
Totally. Yeah. No, that makes so much sense. And I think it's a really nice way to sort of meet in the middle for both the American and Parisian cultures, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, Parisian culture is a lot more chill about it, a little more relaxed, and like maybe the access point might be skincare, right? Like skin health, and then like, oh, we're also eating healthy, like going the reverse way. Right. Maybe I'll do Pilates too. Like, or I can move in a way that's like graceful and chic. And then the American approach where it's like, let's do all of the wellness things every day.
Right now, I know that in Paris they have running clubs, and running yeah. clubs are like the social kind of thing.
Totally. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's so 2008. No.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all have so fun bitchy. Now. I'll be on the cafe watching you guys run.
Yeah, like, my knees will never recover from that era. Like,
no, close. Yeah, that's one way that people make friends yeah. and have community here, but I feel like it's a bit intense. Mm-hmm. It definitely calls for consistency, which people get busy. I understand it.
Yeah,
I wanted something that's very simple and easy. You come, everything's set up for you, enjoy, right. go home with a new friend.
I love it. And you don't have to be an athlete, right? No. Like, I think with running clubs, it's sort of geared toward people who are more naturally like athletic or having right, like they have an athletic background. Maybe they played a sport in yeah. like grade school, high school, or college. I never played sports. I never thought I was athletic, so I thought for a long time that like fitness was just for those people.
Right.
This is such a silly way of thinking in retrospect, but it's all I really knew. Like, I didn't play any sports.
I was a cheerleader.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm so jealous. No, my mom wouldn't let me cheerlead. Mom, if you're listening, I'm still bitter about it.
Wait, why? Was she like...
She thought it was sexist.
Ooh, your mom was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, she had some issues with cheerleading, and I was like, but I just want to like wave my pom-poms and wear a cute skirt.
Yeah,
bows in my hair, like glitter.
That's all we all wanted.
Like, it's the Libra, right?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for holding space for my pain.
We can totally... That'll be an event. Like, cheer club.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. Wait, let's we should do like an exercise. Yeah, like
oh la la.
We could do like a cheer workout.
Cheer workout. It's like so the American. Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders making a team, that show.
Yes.
We'll get one of them here.
With no body shaming.
No body shaming. Yeah. Cute outfits. Oh yeah. My God.
Wait, I love that. Look at us like just doing it live.
Wow. Okay, notebooks out.
Right, if anyone's
cheer club.
If anyone's in Paris for Kiki's cheer club.
Oh la la. Okay,
it's going to happen. Club. I'm pretty sure Amanda has like her American cheerleader costume.
We're
like,
going to get her on board.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
For all the girls who didn't make the team. No, I'm kidding.
No, but like literally. Oh, that's so sad for all of us. All of us like cheerleader wannabes.
Honestly, on the other side of it, it wasn't that great. But
all right, well. Thank you for the consolation.
Now's the time.
Yeah, if there's no time. Like, okay, I don't know if you know this. I also wanted to be a ballerina when I was a little girl.
Ooh.
That was another thing that didn't work out. There were some blockages. And So now as an adult, I'm learning ballet like the way that three-year-olds learn ballet. Like the steps.
I think I've seen that on your Insta.
Yeah.
It looks really cute.
It's so cute. And I love it. And it's just like something for your inner child.
Yeah.
And like a movement. I don't know. There's a lot incorporated in it, right? Like there is the physical movement, but then also tending to your inner child.
Yes.
Like same thing with like the cheer club thing, and maybe people are finding that through playing a sport or finding some kind of fitness.
Yeah,
like there's tending to like that part of yourself.
Mm.
I don't know where I was going with
no,
that.
No, I'm 100%. I love it. Honestly, in making this business, all the things that I want to say ashamed for, but all of the things that I felt like were wrong-ish about me, or like my mom is very type A, like list. She's a Virgo. God bless.
I was just gonna ask, is she a Virgo?
She's a Virgo. We love Virgos. I know you are one too, but you're like a cool one.
Oh, thanks.
But you know, I was always kind of like the oddball kid that was in their own world and like girly and la la la. And to be able to take elements of like who I am and turn it into something that's for a community, it's also going to be profitable. We're speaking that into existence.
Yes.
Profitable.
It is profitable.
Hell yeah.
And you're making what you used to categorize as maybe a weakness as a strength.
Yes. Because, again, I thought I had to be a certain way to be successful.
Or to be seen or validated.
Right. And to actually be able to do something that's 100% me. Flowers and cutesy and pink and women. And
wait, you're speaking my literal love
language. Yeah. Like, wait, this could be a business?
Everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, please.
This could be a business.
All the girly things, please.
All the girly things.
Yeah.
I'm taking the girly things. Astrology, girl dinner, charm necklaces. Like, the girliest things.
And like, just choked on my water.
Don't choke. I need you there.
I know, I'm like gagging. Like
the girl is gagged. All of the girly things and turning them into events for other ladies or or Stella's.
Or Stella's.
Stella, you can come too.
Stella, you're invited, baby. Yeah.
But yeah, it's very validating to little Kiana, for sure.
Yeah, this is amazing. And I love seeing how that part of, that's like a aspect of your spiritual wellness coming through and what you're creating. And imagine getting to like be your full authentic self and you're valued for it and you're rewarded for it. Like that's a real gift.
It's wild because there's so many limiting beliefs that I'm like working through in terms of what's possible, what's worth it, what's interesting, I don't know, what's professional, like just working through all of these different things and allowing myself to stand in who I am. Like the first time I made the website and the email address, I'm like, oh shit, I have to really like assume it. Like this is really happening.
Yeah, it's real.
It's real. I think businesses don't start. It's always a good idea, but it doesn't really start until you send that first email and you're like, this is who I am.
From your email address.
Yes.
Yeah, like, totally.
When you have your domain name, that's when it's real.
I remember the day I bought my domain name and I'm like, oh my God.
Shit.
We're doing it. We're doing it. It's real. Shit.
Yeah. Like you feel like such an imposter.
Right.
You feel like, okay, who am I? But like, that's when it becomes real.
I'm such a psycho because I literally like maybe last week looked for the receipt for when I bought that domain, the exact time and day. And I did the whole birth chart of my business.
Okay. Birth charts of your business. That's wild. So when I launched, the idea was like pinballing in my head for a bit and it was the end of summer, but Fashion Week came to Paris. It just came like the circus, but no, Fashion Week in Paris. I'm like, wait, this is a great opportunity to like hit international clientele.
So September
smart. 23rd, 2023.
Oh my God.
Launch party.
Do you know what time? I'll be pulling up the chart.
Okay. What time did my launch party start? It was at 11 a.m.
Okay. 11 a.m. makes your launch party, the birth of your business, a Scorpio rising.
It's great because I definitely remember everything. Like every I'm like waiting just to like burn people.
No, but it's like,
I keep the receipts.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Okay. So like I was saying earlier, first moments of Libra season, like the very beginning of Libra season. So cardinal for the sun, Mercury in Virgo, which is the very best place for your brain and your communication.
Oh
it's
my God.
The only place where Mercury is both at home and exalted.
Whoa.
So it's like a double. It's the only planet that gets those two things at once. And then you've got Venus exactly on your midheaven in Leo. So it's like your public life, your business is like very beauty focused and also very regal. Like you've got all that Leo, like regal glowing energy, like right at the top of the chart with like Venus at the forefront, like sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like good stuff going on that day.
Okay.
This I'll send that
really
to you.
Cool.
Don't worry.
I thought learning myself was a lot. Learning business.
Like, business and like moments in time. So that actually is an unintentional segue for a project that we've been working on.
Ooh,
an event,
baby.
Rather. Do you want to talk about it?
So, KT Wellness, this upcoming March, is going to be doing 3 events that are less movement, more about overall wellness and girl time. And
we love.
Making things and learning about ourselves. So, we're starting with a girl dinner on the 15th.
I love girl dinner.
Okay, but it's with a 5-course meal with a chef. So, it's not just like us snacking on saucisson. We're going to have like actual
I'm
food.
I'm like, what's wrong with that?
That's fine too. We're going to have actual food with massages and maybe some red light. So we'll play in some red light.
I LED, love the red light.
Just for the skin.
We need it. I need a red light in my house.
Okay. We're going to hook you up.
Thank
you. Let's see what I can do about that. But our event, which I'm just like, whoo. So it is going to be an astrology lunch/brunch with skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person that comes is going to get like a personalized big six. It'll be the big six.
Yeah.
Big six. Like
we're going to learn about the sun, moon, rising,
yes.
Mercury, Venus, and Mars.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. And everyone's going to have like their own personal thing. I think I might even do a seating chart based on it to like help people like foster conversation.
Love it. That's your air.
Yeah. Help me, you know, really detail it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am going to let you have the floor for that. Like I'm super excited. Like I like astrology, but I don't know it like this. Like you are the expert to me. So
well, thank you so much. This is officially like the hard launch of me doing my first astrology.
Yes, I see
like,
it in you. When I met you,
I know literally immediately you were like, we're doing this.
Yeah, let's do it. It's crazy because okay, manifesting and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I found the venue for the place on Airbnb. Thought it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thought it was really nice. I asked them like, can I just like rent it for, you know, 2 hours to do an event? No, it's weekend only. You have to do it for the whole weekend.
Well.
And I'm like, okay, like, I'll keep it in mind. It's like, if you ever want to visit. Yeah, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever want to visit, let me know. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. That was like, let's say Wednesday. Then Saturday, we hung out for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was at the venue,
right.
Which I didn't realize.
Which is so crazy because I was like, gosh, it'd be so cool to do an event here.
I didn't even realize, like, I looked up and I'm like, I'm in the picture on Airbnb, like, I'm standing in it. Yeah. Holy shit. Like, whoa. And that's when we met. So we're walking afterwards, we're talking, and I talked to the woman who was running the event. She's like, oh, it's my friend. Like, don't worry, maybe he can do something. And we start talking about charts, and you just start going really into it. And I'm like, huh.
Your brain just lit up like a Christmas tree.
I'm like, ooh, yeah. Like, the servers are overloaded. I'm like, wait a minute. Anytime I see a talent or something in someone that, like, could just be, I don't say profitable. I'm not like Joe Jackson. Like,
you see potential.
Sing.
Sing.
No, but I'm like, okay, wait, there's something there. And let's see how we can create something. And so we talked, you looked at my chart, you were pointing out things I'd never even thought about, and I thought I liked astrology, but you were just like in it. I'm like, okay, wait, this is all working out for us to do an event in that place,
which is so crazy, because I don't know when you told me that we were going to have that as the venue, but that literal day I was like, gosh, it'd be so cool to do something here.
Our noggins were like
just on another level. That is so crazy. So yeah, it's all very kismet. And again, like, this is my first, this is my debut as
absolutely
doing it live astrology.
You got this. I see so much potential here. Thank and I you. Feel like once people get a taste of it during the lunch brunch afterwards, we'll do charm necklaces. That's a whole other event than after so that night.
Yes.
But once people get a sense of it, they're going to want to know more.
Cool.
You give people a taste, they want to know a bit more.
A little amuse-bouche of astrology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay, that's my big six. Now what about my partner, or how are we compatible?
And totally.
You could totally make
reading
this
charts
into a thing.
Together, or where the moon is transiting in your chart. Like, there's so many things you can get into. Beauty practices in accordance with where the moon is in the sky at any given moment.
That's going to be April or May.
Oh, yeah. Something,
for
so
sure.
Much fun. Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I see you for this event. I see you. I'm thinking about doing a retreat, which would be like wellness and beauty, just like girl time, like a sleepover. And one
girl dinner, the sleepover.
Yes, extended. Nobody leaves.
Extended edition.
I like lock the door, like, you're stuck.
This is an amazing horror movie plot.
Yeah. The girl,
or like a Jordan Peele film. Like,
yes. How'd you know? I just sent him an email. No, I'm kidding.
Stop.
But one of the events could be like you, or one part of it could be like you with the ladies, like, explaining their charts to them.
Yeah.
Like, I just see you having a corner there.
I love. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good things are happening. Good things are coming.
So exciting.
The different points of wellness, which I love how all of this is so beautifully integrated. Wellness is not one thing for one person. Like,
no.
There's so many facets to be explored, so many facets of your own personal wellness. Like we were saying, spiritual, mental, physical. All of it is in harmony together. And I know you've told me about your personal wellness practices that incorporate some of these things. Do you want to leave our listeners with some tips based on your own experience?
Oof, tips. Okay.
Or just like your personal anecdote.
No,
People can take what they want.
Yeah. Take what resonates, leave the rest. But I kind of got into law of attraction, law of assumption during the craziest time in the world, during and post pandemic, where everything was just like, what is life? realizing how much my mind can like help create my reality, or not help, it does create my reality. So I got really into that, listening to affirmations and just kind of like positive self-talk. I stopped doing negative self-talk. I started really visualizing and writing down and scripting what I want my life to be like. This is coming from in like a 16 square meter Chambre de Bon, being like, okay, so I'm gonna have this and my life is like that. And I mean, when I look around, I do see a lot of that has like manifested itself. Sorry. That cycle syncing, really really leaning into the fact that I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And I cannot work like a man. And that's okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's okay.
Such a big takeaway.
It's huge. Yeah. And we guilt ourselves so much, and we are pressured so much, I guess, late stage feminism. I mean, I'm not an expert on anything, but I read this book about cycle syncing and, you know, the weeks of the month. Fun fact. Men, their hormonal cycle is 24 hours.
Yep.
We went through this, the 24 hours.
And with the women, testosterone, like spikes in the morning.
And then
boop, 9 to 5, they're good. And then they drop
come
off.
Home and they're like, where's my food? Okay. Mm-hmm. Our hormonal cycle is like how many weeks? I guess.
Four.
Yeah, the 28 days.
It's in sync with the moon, literally. It's exactly like the moon cycles. Yeah.
You don't have to cut that out. But
keep it.
No, but we. Every single week, I'm a different person, slightly different person.
So true.
And I'm allowing myself to be that. And it's not an excuse. It's just a matter of how can I like make my body work best for me?
Yeah.
There are, and in entrepreneurial world, there's a whole 5 a.m. club and get up and grind and like hit it. And I've talked to other women entrepreneurs and I would ask them, hey, are you part of the 5 a.m. club?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Are you a part of the 5 a.m. club? And, you know, this kind of guilt of like, I'm not super consistent and regimented, mm-hmm. therefore yeah. I'm never going to be successful. And
right.
And I, looking kind of like a bird's eye view this past month, I synced up my event and my month with my cycle. So the weeks where I was super social and ovulating, that's when I had my events. And now
you have the energy for it.
I have the energy for it, which yep. makes total sense. I had the energy to host 12 people at my house yep. and, you know, sell tickets and get out there. Now I'm on like that kind of like downturn. And I'm right. like, okay, wait, I just need to like sit.
Go inward.
Inward.
Mm-hmm.
Rest and allow myself to really rest. It's okay to be completely disconnected. And I think as women, we constantly feel like we should be doing more for somebody else, our man, our kids, our family, our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever give that energy to ourselves beyond the superficial, like, I'm getting my nails done, my hair done.
Right. I got a facial.
Yeah, yes.
Which is nice, but like...
Super nice.
These are all... It's not fully replenishing.
No, you need to fully replenish yourself. And that can be, again, water. That can be sleep. That can be spirituality, mm-hmm. you know, prayer, whatever that means
saying
for you.
Saying no to every plan for the entire weekend.
Yes. Saying no and turning off your phone and being like, I'm so sorry. Like, that just doesn't work for me. So yeah. it's... As somebody who's working for themselves for the first time fully and understanding my body and what wellness is to me, it's really a journey. And I'm open to all suggestions, podcasts, books, diets, recs, whatever you have, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to figure it out without beating myself up for not being perfect either.
That's the thing. I think we hold ourselves to the same like societally cultivated standard, yeah. right? Which is inherently, and not to go like, oh, like patriarchy yet mm-hmm. again, but like it's a patriarchal structure, right? Like the work week was designed around men's testosterone cycles and like what works best for their bodies and their minds and their energy yeah. levels. And if we realize like we do operate differently, our bodies are inherently different. I just saw something on TikTok where a dentist, she's, you know, maybe in her 70s. She was like, when I was in dental school, I was one of the only women and all the studies were done on men and the studies are from the 50s. Wow. And we have a totally different pH level in our saliva that makes it much harder for us to have good dental health where your boyfriend or your husband might not even brush his teeth twice a day, but he has great teeth.
Wait,
and you're taking excellent care of your teeth, but we have higher acidity in our saliva. But we never knew that because every single study was done on, wait for it, men.
Oh my God. What?
Right. So there are all these things like we have different heart attack, what's it called? Symptoms,
yeah.
signs and symptoms of heart attacks. So we're less likely to notice a heart attack because what the studies were done on, it was men. And then there's a period of time, I want to say like a 10 or 20 year period where the FDA pulled 20 medications from the market and like 90% of them were pulled because they had terrible or like lethal effects on women because the drugs weren't studied on women.
Oh my God.
Like I can cite my sources. Like,
oh my goodness. Wow. So, I'm like gobsmacked.
Right. So our bodies are different. Most medicine was studied on men because of our cycles. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
Not very, very expensive, but it's more expensive because you don't have, the same hormonal control group, right? Week after week, it's different. So if we can acknowledge more of those biological differences and instead of trying to fight against them and fit into a certain structure,
right.
I didn't mean to like go off on this.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And it's like, again, from like a spiritual and then a physical point of view, as a woman, when I lean into when I'm really on and mm-hmm. I'm like, I got my peak and I feel beautiful and sexy and social.
Yeah.
If I lean into that and I max that out, very like... alpha of me. I gotta max it out.
Full
like,
send.
Yeah, I gotta exactly full send it. I can advance myself so much further in a way that a man, again, sorry to the man. I don't know if there's any male listeners, but it's
maybe.
Like, maybe.
But if you are, like, what are you doing here? What's your name?
A woman in her full potential is just a goddess. It's
mm-hmm.
unreal.
That's the divine feminine.
It's unreal. I started getting into the divine feminine mm-hmm. and like how I treat myself and talk to myself and my body, my surroundings. So it's all tied together. And I think every woman should allow herself to learn a bit about it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Again, it's not a shameful thing. It's not lame. It's not like lazy to be like, actually, let me nourish myself.
Right. Taking care of yourself is not laziness. No. Laziness is...
is ignoring it.
I was going to say laziness is a capitalist construct.
It is, though.
Yeah, it's not real. Though, like laziness is, like, not real. It's, yeah, anyway.
There's so much room for rest. There is room for
rest. So much room for rest, for taking care of yourself, for acknowledging burnout, for acknowledging anxiety.
Oof.
We just don't give ourselves that space because of expectations.
Yeah, and expectations put on us by who?
Exactly.
Sometimes it's self.
Yeah.
It's totally self. Like, I think,
and like, how did we get there, right? Like, how did we get to those self-expectations? So it requires a lot of unpacking, which again, this is all part of your mental and spiritual wellness, which in turn is your physical wellness.
Yes.
We just got into so much.
So many different little points to take from.
So if people want to connect with you more, where can they find you? How can they sign up for events? Obviously, I'll leave some hyperlinks, but want to hear it straight from you.
Yeah. So if you want to find me, you can find me at KT Wellness Concierge on Instagram or Kiana Thais Paris. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're linked to each other. It's like mother and daughter.
Beautiful.
Mother and daughter. I have a website that I did myself. It's like ktwellnessconcierge.com. I'm always around and about in Paris on the right bank. So this is a rare left bank occasion for me. Yeah. But
well, you know, this is right bank.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're on the north of this end.
For me, okay. For me, left bank is like the bougie area. I don't know.
Do you think this is left bank?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Now my Parisian gangsta being tested. Wait a minute. For me, this is left bank.
No, it's just because it's a Bobo neighborhood.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It is a gorgeous. I feel like I'm on the Upper East Side.
That's exactly what I call it.
It is the Upper East Side.
It's the Upper East Side of Paris.
I love it. I came out the metro and I was like, okay, it's clean.
Yeah.
There's no homeless people harassing
me. I want to move closer to like where my friends are, but
no, stay here.
As long as you can.
Stay. So I'm on, I guess, the other part of the right bank, near the canal.
Like the east side. Like.
Yeah, exactly. You'll see graffiti. You'll see madness. So I'm around about. I get coffee all the time if you ever just want to like connect and get a coffee.
I love that. Yeah, go get a coffee with Kiana.
Let's get a coffee.
That's our new column, Coffee with Kiana. Coffee with Kiki.
Yeah,
after Kiki's cheer camp.
After my cheer camp. Making the cut.
I love it so much, dude. Thank you so much for this. This was so much fun.
Yes.
You are welcome here anytime you want to do an episode. Thank you for the gift of your knowledge and your experience that you've shared with everyone, and for offering the gift of your time to anyone who's going to get coffee with you.
Thank you. I can't wait to talk with you again, work with you soon, and for this to be out in the world.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're in Paris on March 16th, absolutely join us for that astrology lunch. Come on down. It's hosted by Kiana, and like we mentioned, it's featuring yours truly for some magical cosmic exploration. I will be doing some astrology reading. This is so crazy. Venus will be in Pisces. The vibe will very much be the divine feminine. You can get your tickets via the link that's included in the episode description. You can also find more from Kiana and her upcoming events, also linked in the episode description, both on her website, ktwellnessconcierge.com, and her social channels on Instagram and TikTok. If you loved today's episode, why don't you go ahead and leave us a little 5-star review? That would be so cute of you. And if you know anyone who would love hearing about wellness, don't forget to share this episode with your friends. We'll be back here next week with astrology, numerology, and more. Moon Mama is back next week, and we're going to talk about the astrological year ahead. Sending you the biggest gros bisous of all time. Love y'all so much. Je vous aime beaucoup. A bientôt. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of This Is Fine. I've been your host, Dominique Michelle Astorino. We're based in San Diego, recording in studio at DLI Productions in
Paris,
Pacific Beach, with Emmy Award-winning sound designer Dan De La Isla. This is a comedy and advice podcast, but for legal reasons, this entire podcast is a joke and none of it is medical advice. To download the transcript or learn more, visit thisisfinepodcast.com.